You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last week we mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, he says, "V'chein chayav ha'evu nechayav basim nechayav." Right? Ben Noach has one of the Zayin mitzvahs is evu nechayav. Rambam counts as evu nechayav basim nechayav. We've mentioned many times, sheva mitzvahs doesn't mean just seven. It means categories, seven categories. Arayas, certain arayas, and so forth. Gezel includes all types of situations called Gezel. Even Gezel, Zeil's Nefashah. So he says, Eva Menachai is Bas Menachai, Bekol Shuhu, with anything. Any minute amount. Shalonit no Shirin, El Yisol Bilvad. Shirin, we know by us, there's a din Kazayas. When do you get Malkus on Eva Menachai? When do you get Karis on eating Chaylev? If you eat a Kazayas. When do you get is this on Yom Kippur, and Karis on Yom Kippur, and Yidukai Sevis. There's such thing as Shiurin. So we know Shiurin, Allah HaLamash V'Sinai. Ram says, Shalonitna Shiurin El Yisrael Bilvad. Shiurin were only given to Kalal Yisrael. Right? And the Radvaz on the side says, V'adav Yadua, the Kol HaShiurim is Allah HaLamash V'Sinai. V'Allah HaLamash V'Sinai, Nitna Yisrael. Allah Messina, that's the advanced understanding of the Rambam. That being it's Allah Messina was only given to Yid, which opens up a lot of questions. If you hold Rive, right, is Allah Messina, like Rashi says, I mean, if you find a piece of meat in the street and nine butcher shops, you go after kosher, you can go after the Rive. What about if Ben Noach finds a piece of meat in the street? And there are nine butcher shops that sell meat, and one sells Eiv Menachayach. They used to have a Mashgiach, a Ben Noach Mashgiach, but somebody's going to have to have. Ben Mashgiach makes sure. And the sign says, no Eiv Menachayach, no Kishka, no intestines, right? And you find, do you go after Rav? If Rav is Alach Messina, maybe it's not applicable to an Akum. Okay, that's the... What? Rashi says Alach Messina. What? I'm saying with Rashi, let's say. Yeah, I said Rashi Nichol. So now, Okuponim, that's the Rambam, there's no Shiurin. So first I'll tell you over Kasha, Bacha asked me many years ago, now he's not a Bacha anymore, he's a Maggid Shir, but he asked me the Nerzal, and he asked me the following question. We mentioned last week, I think we went through it, I think so, the Chassam Sefer, that according to this Rambam, when the Rambam says later on that you don't punish a katan, ben noyach, what's a katan? What does a katan mean? How do we describe what a katan is? The Maria Sad asked the Chassam Sefer, since we know the Rosh says that 13, you know, Shtei Sarah is shiurin, it's also shiurin alocha mesinai, and goyim don't have a, ben noyach don't have a din shiurin, and since they don't have a din shiurin, so what kind of cotton? So Chassam Sefer says, you're right, but you don't go ahead and execute a kid that ate Eivan Chai at 1 year old. He's not a bar das. So he says that what the Rambam means, cotton, means in das. That means seven, eight, and each, it's subjective. You give a test to the kid. Chassam Sefer says, what you figure out, whatever you figure out, you give him a test. The age that, you know, if he did something wrong, you'd slap him, basically. Well, not anymore, but the some of us are still from that generation. That's what the Chassam says, Machadish. So we have a Gemara like this at the beginning of Ben Sarah Merah. There's a din of Gezel HaGer. If you steal from a Ger, and the Ger has no Yorshim, right? Because a Ger, Shin is Gai, Kukot, and Shinoi Ladam. So he's not related to anyone, but if he has children, then he has Yarshin, if he doesn't have. So the Gemara says, so we know there's a parsha in the Torah, if you steal from a ger and he has no Yarshin, so you have to bring a carbon, you give the Karen to the and Chaimish to the Kahanim, and so forth, a whole parsha. So the Gemara says over there in Ben Sarah Merah, the beginning of Ben Sarah Merah, that the Gemara does, Im ein le ish goyel. If this ish, this ger, this ish, doesn't say word ger in the parsha, says, Im ein le ish goyel. If he has not anyone that's related to him, no relative.
Shein lo goyel. Everybody, you go back. Even if a person Chmal Tzlan doesn't have any children, doesn't have this, but it goes back. He has some relative somewhere, right? The 22nd cousin, somebody is related to him. It says, oh, let's talk about a ger, and that's a din ger shen is gai kakot, inshallah, dambi. And the Gemara says, ish, he says, im ein, you have to look, maybe this ger became a ger, even if he became a ger a month ago, maybe he impregnated a woman and he's going to have a child. So you have to look into, maybe there is a yerish. Gemara says, im ein le ish goyel, but if he's a cotton, he's not an ish, then you don't have to worry about it, because cotton ain't a moilid. You follow? In other words, the fact that the Torah wrote ish means if you have a ger cotton who's under bar mitzvah, since he can't have children, the Gemara says, a ketanim can't have cotton ain't a moilid. So memela by him, if you steal from him money, then you give it to the Kohanim, you don't have to look to it. But you do a she'ein lo yarshim. Okay, everybody follow? That's the Gemara. Whereas if it's a ger cotton, you do a she'ein lo yarshim. Frektosis.
What makes somebody a ger cotton?
What?
What makes somebody a ger cotton? He converted when he was 5?
Why are you asking?
Because I didn't know that was possible at 5 to convert.
Go ahead.
I'm stopping.
You learn Shas so many times. How can you stop? Because there's a sugya called Ger Katan Ksubis, Michiel's asking. And Tosfos says over there it's only the Rabbanan.
At 5. I mean, whatever.
Ger Katan says he has no Das. So that's a question that Tosfos says. And he says it is possible to have it. Tosfos says it has to be. Good point. Tosfos and Sanhedrin asks that. But there is a reality called Ger Katan. Right now we don't have to go into how. So, but Frek Tosfos, how does this ger cotton have money? A cotton can't make kinyonim. It's only Darbonin.
It can be kinyonim.
It's Darbonin.
Why couldn't he have been kinyonim before he became a ger? Meaning when he was a goy, he could have made a kinyon at that point.
Oh, so that's what this person asked me. Very good. So Gavriel is asking, he says, maybe this ger cotton, let's call him 8 years old. When he was a ger cotton, when he was a guy, he was a gadol, and he made a kinyan. He's not a cotton. The kotech sam soif is a gadol. Now he becomes a ger cotton. What? So, you don't say his money. Now he's a cotton. So good. He can't have children, but he can have money. That was the kasha. Okay, very good kasha. That's the kasha. Okay. So first I answered him that we're going to answer, maybe, by learning this Gemara, okay? So now, but that's the Kasha, right? That's the Kasha Gavriel's asking. Look, let's first say it outside. The Gemara, the din is like this. The din is we have Shechita. I'm going to ask you a question. What's the purpose of Shechita? I'm not asking you hashkafically. I'm asking you halachically. What? Why do we have to shecht? The Ramban says the reason we make a bracha on shechita. What's the mitzvah? He says because it's the least painful way. A bachar here, so, you know, from the Sfaradim in Queens, so they have these chazak and they have these books that, you know, chazak Yiddishkeit and everything. So he shows me, interesting, after I spoke about this once, he shows me that they have one of these books, you know, for Israelis, that all the animals, that the two simonim are near each other, kosher, but the unkosher animals, they're far, and if you check, there would be tremendous pain for the behemoth meyer. But from behemoth teyer, there's no pain. That's what he said. But I'm not talking about, so what is the purpose of shechita? The Evin Menachai is saying, right?
Maitzim Dein Veila.
What?
Maitzim Dein Veila.
Maitzim Dein, who said? Yeah, that I know. But somebody said it. David is Nevela. So, you agree with them? You agree with them. Why is he agreeing with them? Why? Racharabim. Why? Because if it was Avim and Achaz, just kill it. Exactly. If the purpose was to take it out of Avim and Achaz, kill the behemoths. So, obviously, the pshat is you have to shech that she shouldn't be Nevela. But believe it or not, Motcha is right. It's a Mufurisha Gemara. One second. It's a Mufurisha Gemara. Why? Because Chazal said like this, that if you shecht an animal, so you shecht it in two simanim, one of them is the food pipe, right? And the food pipe is connected to the intestines. You know, in our language, it's called the kishka, right? The real kishka, I'm not talking about today's kishka, the real kishka that's sold in Eretz Yisrael. That's the intestines of a behemoth. Those intestines, according to Gemara, which I don't know what it means physically, I mean, I'm not chresnish these things, but that when you cut the intestines, right? I'm sorry, when you cut the food pipe, they're not connected anymore. Let's give an example. What if a person goes in, what do they call those operations where they grow in?
Endoscopy.
What?
Endoscopy was what?
What's it called?
Endoscopy.
Right, they go in and they do something there, right? So they go into the behemoth and they cut off its spleen. And then you shech the behemoth. That spleen is Eivah Menachai. Why? Because you cut it off before Shechita. So the Bnei Ma'ayim, what happens? They fall off. And the behemoth is still alive. Why is it still alive? Oh, Mefacheses. There's something called Mefacheses. What's Mefacheses? It's still quivering. It's still running.
Motion,
what?
Motions.
It's still motions. If you ever saw Shechita, even by chickens, right, what they call chicken without a head, yeah. The chicken's running around. Take a look when Bezal does over here. They told me, by the way, it's illegal to shecht in the backyard in New York, but in the five towns it is. It's very progressive. Like upon him. I'm surprised.
One second.
New York. we'll get there. One second. So Mefacheses is technically alive. What does that mean? It means, the Gemara says in Gittin, you slit a person's throat, Shemirachim, and he's dying. He's a Mefaches. He's a Mefaches. He can tell people, give a get to my wife. I don't want her to fall to Yibo. Mefaches Arekachai. So, the Gemara says this behemoth is alive. It's called alive. Yet, we're allowed to eat the kishka. How can we eat the kishka? The teretz is because you did shechita, and shechita takes out of your mechayva. Motch is right. You're right, true, that without shechita, it'll be nevela. But shechita, you don't have to just kill it. You have to shecht it. And the shechita takes out of Eivah Menachai. It does take out of Eivah Menachai.
Shechita is kasha with
rov.
It could still be connected.
No, that's called, once it's rov, it's not connected.
Physically, it's connected.
Right, but that's not called a connection, if rov of it is cut. So, Be'emesin, what do you see from this Gemara, Mayu Dika Chiddush, that once you shech the behemah, which the next Gemara is also that way, let's just say, we'll say out the Gemara, then we'll understand as we read it in the Gemara. That's what's called, the Gemara says, what's called Eivah Menachai? So I think in the old Afrila Pamayu Bibles, they used to say a living limb. It's not a living limb. The limb is dead. It's a limb from a living animal. Meaning, if you take out a limb from an animal and you put in the freezer for 10 years and the behemoth is dead already 10 years, it's still Eivah Menachai because you took it off when the animal's alive. So Gemara says like this, if you shecht an animal, right, and then you take off a piece of meat from the animal. Right? Take off an aver, a piece of meat. While it's a mefacheses, so even though the behemoth is not dead yet, that piece of meat is not called aver menachai. You're not allowed to eat it. Why aren't you allowed to eat it? That's a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, Rashi quotes it, you'll see over here, loisoichlu al adam. Don't eat the meat of an animal while the animal is still alive. Wait till it dies. Is that the Raisa? The Rambam holds the Raisa. Most Rishonim, Rashi, others hold it's the Rabbanim. But what do you see from that Gemara? That as soon as you shecht an animal, it's not called Eivah Menachai, which means Ramatcha is right on one level. Avadi, you're right. It's to take it out of Nevela. And Avadi, you're right. If you just want to take it out of Eivah Menachai, kill it. But you see that Shechita does take away. In other words, really the question should be like this. What you're saying, if Eivah Menachai doesn't take off Shechita, when you shech the animal, okay, it's not going to be a nevela, but you have to wait till it's dead in order to eat it because it's still Eivah Menachai. You see from this Gemara, that's not true. You see, as soon as you shecht it, it's not Eivah Menachai. So I found many years ago, Taka, The Prima Gadam is oimed on this. The Prima Gadam, I'll read you his Lashon, actually, Menahem Milsa, bothers me, the Prima Gadam says, the Amar Abanan, Achoytech Basam Efaches Shari, La'achash Thomas Amaylam Minin, Kivin Shechachat Roiv Shnayim, Vadain Mefaches, Harehi Kachay Lechol Dorea, right? Who would then the heavy Evan Achai? It should still be called Evan Achai. V'nihisha hetira ha'tayra al-yidei shechita, aynu lacha shetomus al-yidei ma'isezu. Who told you shechita makes it mutter right away? Maybe you have to do shechita and wait till the animal is dead. Or the shechita takes it out of nevela, true. But the misa takes it out of Eivim Nechai, that's what he says. He said, but what should I do? It's a mufurish gemara. And it's not clear where Chazal knew that from. Where the Chazal knew it from. He says, maybe according to the Rambam, since you have a pot, the pasuk teaches you that while it's a mefacheses, it's also to eat. Vice versa, if not for that problem, it would be mutter to eat. But yachshia, it's a mefurish gemara. Okay, so everybody, that's the introduction to our gemara now.
There's a halachic
death and
there's a physical death.
Right. So Joel is sort of saying, a yashkafer. I just heard this from Rav Moshe. He brought it, I found it in Svarim. He said, I'm married to Gavart, yashkafically. Shapiro. He said like this, that it's halachically, it's still alive, right? So he says that when you shecht an animal, and it's when somebody's a mefacheses, why is it living? It's living because inertia. It's still living because there's still life in it, and it's just ebbing out. So Joel is saying like this. So Moshe said that when someone is alive only because he's alive the minute before, to us, Yidden, that's death. That's what he called death. That's Ashkafically, it's dead. You don't do something because, in other words, most people, he said, what does it mean? Most people are dying from the day they're born. What's the difference next week, Shem Yerachim, or 120 years later? They're just dying. That's what it is. In fact, the Rishash asks somewhere, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, you kill a treifa, your potter. Why? Because he's dying. He says, everybody's dying. Everybody is going. So he said, but in other words, the Psham Mefacheses is, you're only living because you lived a second before. By us, you have to renew yourself every minute. I don't daven because I davened yesterday. I don't put on tefillin because today I have a new gishmak in putting on tefillin, whatever. All right, that's a good point. But akoponim, that's the din. So with that, let's start this Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel. And it's about seven lines down. The first one, the line is Bar Yankov. Yeah, actually, a little before that. I'm a Bachav Yankov. Shmami number Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Shimon Lakish, who said that when you shecht an animal, you're allowed to eat the Bnei Ma'ayim. Again, everybody understands the intestines. Because in the midst of the Shechita, the Bnei Ma'ayim, but it was in Shechita. In other words, it's different than the case of the spleen. The spleen you cut off, and then you shecht the behemah. Over here, you're shechting the behemah, and the intestines fall out. Shmami, now this is a loch in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. Shmami, namad Reb Shimon Lakish, mezamnin Yisrael Bnei Ma'ayim. You can invite your friend. You have kishka, again, real kishka, right? You have real kishka, intestines. So you can invite your friend to eat, a yid. You can't invite a Bnei Noach to eat Bnei Ma'ayim. My timer, Yisrael, the Beshchita Talya Milso. That it's on Shechita. Kiven the Ika Shechita, Mal Yasa, Ishtirlu. So it became Mutter. Those Bnei Ma'ayim are Mutter, they're not Eivim Nechai. Now you could eat it. Okay. Oivik Achavim, but Akum, the Benechira Sagilahu. It's not clear why the Gemara uses that Lashon. Means by slitting its throat, by killing it. Ubemisa Talya Milsa, he has to be dead. Hani Kevim Nechai Dome. Till it's dead, it's still called alive. And since the intestines fell out while the animal was mefacheses, those intestines are evim minachai. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. And this is out of Rambam Paskins, Poiskim Achoshet Lahalacha, and Takada Tvuas Shah, which is the Sefer on Shechita. I think Sheikhtim have to chazar every 30 days. So I hope so. that he says over there that you have to be very careful that you have a behemoth tray for something, he goes into, we'll see. But if I could pardon him, be careful not to sell the Bnei Ma'ayim to Akum. That's the din over here. Okay.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sure. It was since when he shechted it, it's the live, So it came out of the animal, so it's called Eved Mechai. So to us, it's already mutter, and to them, it's not. Okay.
What's the regular cutoff for a goy? What's the regular cutoff for a goy to shalak?
Death.
You always have the
scenario. So
Bnei
Maim
is always
going to
be.
Yeah, all Bnei, well, not necessarily. If you shoot a behemoth, the Bnei Maim don't fall off. The goy, that's not a problem. How do Akum slaughter the animals? I have no idea.
They stun them.
They drop
a ball through the brain.
Okay, so then it's not a problem with Bnei Maim. Okay.
You know, we're talking about a case where the animal where you take out the kishkis.
No, but the kishkis happen by the shechita. The animal is still living after the shechita.
Still living. We're saying that the intestine drops. Therefore, it's considered as if it's out.
Yeah.
Once it drops, it's considered.
That's what the Gemara says. Once you shut it down. Again, I don't physically have to ask somebody how that means exactly. Because I've heard from people who know anatomy, it doesn't look that way. So this is a good point. Biel is saying, what about treif? We'll see. We'll talk about it. I see it's not going to be one time share. Okay, fine. All right. So let's see. Let's see, Vaita. Amar Papa. All right, let's go Vaita.
When the slaughterhouses, if it didn't work out, they throw it to the
guy. So exactly, that's the point. That's what the Tfuah is right. Exactly, what the show says. Be careful when they sell it to Akum. We'll see. There's another step that we didn't do yet, which is the next Gemara. Amar Papa, Rav Papa. Everybody, let's follow that Gemara. Amar Papa, have a Yisivna Kimei the Rav Acher BeYankiv. Rav Acher BeYankiv said this point is. Uboi, the Emelay, and I wanted to ask him, yeah, sure. I wanted to ask him the following, the Emelay. I wanted to say to him, Mi Ika Midi, Dil Yisrael Shari Ula'akum Oso. A new concept, right? Like Mordechai said, but this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in a few places, Mi Ika Midi, where is there such a thing? How could it exist? Dil Yisrael Shari La'akum Oso. How could you say something is mutta to us and asa to a ben noyach? It doesn't make sense. Rashi explains in Sanhedrin because we have more kedusha to them. We're not allowed to eat chazir. We're not allowed to eat chaylev. We're not allowed to be boiling nida. They are louder because to us we're in a higher kedusha. So how can you have something, a situation, where to us it's mutta and to them it's asa? Okay? Therefore, what does the Gemara want to say with this? That the Bnei Ma'ayim should be mutter to a guy, to an Akum, right?
Why can't it be asked to be also to a Jew?
Because so why can't it be the opposite? Because if we know for some reason, like the Prima Gemara says, that Shechita's matter, you can't go against the Klal. But Yechiel is saying, let's take another case, which is Tais is going to say. Anybody know, where can we say the opposite? That because it's asa to Akum, it becomes asa to us too. What she is saying is, abortion is also to them. That's last week's parsha, meaning Noyach. In Noyach, it says like this: Shayfech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishafek. Which Pashup Shat means, if a person spills another person's blood, which means murder, doesn't mean. Had a bach in yeshiva to say so. They were talking about Mila. Why Avram Avinu didn't do Mila before his mitzvah? So he said that an Akum is not to make himself spill blood. So what does it say? Shayfech dam ha'adam. It said that's all. It means to murder. The Rav Hutna has a whole maimer. He spoke about that shvichas dam is only by a human being. But only by a human being. Why? Because shvichas dam means dam hu a nefesh, and you're taking away the ruchnius of a person. You're taking away who the person is. So in the maimerim it says echad. Someone asked and said, "Very good." It was a fivel. After in the middle between Rav Hutna used to speak. So he used to speak, he used to sing a little, and they used to talk around the table. So Fivel said to him, you do find by Shchutei Chutz, but the Torah says Shefech Dam. It says Shvichas Dam only by Shchutei Chutz, if you shech the Kodshim outside the base of Mikdash. So Rav Hutna said, very good, because that has also Ruchnis to it. it's kedusha, and you're taking that kedusha and you're making it unkaddish by spilling it outside. But anyway,
a bird the dam of a bird.
Al artzish bechena, but the blood you should pour. That means it's called shvichas.
I'm saying that you don't find dam and nefesh by an animal.
No. You don't find the terminology shvich that you're doing something wrong by saying it. We say shvichas damim. You don't say this guy. You see a guy and he runs over on purpose a squirrel. I mean, that's a real cruel thing to do, right? You don't say yeah, shvich dam. You don't call him a shvich dam. You call him whatever it is. Even that a surprise. There's somebody showed me an art school on lo sirtzach. They write thou shalt not kill. That's an old. That's not kill is kill a bug. It's thou shalt not. As far as I know, murder is only by a human being. The pasuk says shvich dam adam be adam dam yishafach. So pasuk that means if a person spills another human being's blood, he will be his blood will be spilled. He'll be executed in be adam. Meaning in Bezin. And the question is, why do I have to say Ba'adam Dam Yishofer? It actually says he will be executed. So Gemara Darshins, Shaifich Dam Ha'adam Be'adam. Ezu Adam Shehu Ba'adam. What's a human being that's found in a human being? That's an embryo in his mother's womb, right? A child in his mother's womb. So Akum gets killed for it. In the Gemara, it says if a Yid kills an embryo, he's part of a Misa. The Gemara says if you do abortion, there's a Lashon of Taisus even in Nida, Mutter. Taisus says Mutter. And Rav Meisha Feinstein says it doesn't make sense, it's a mistake. But anyway, Taisus is correct, so this is what she was saying. It must be, it's Aser to us. Why is it Aser to us? Because since we know, that's a given, you have a Bechil. That Akum is Asa, you can't say it should be Mutter to him because Mutter to us, because by him we know it's Asa. So it can't be Mutter to us, it's Asa. Abortion is Asa to it. I myself took a younger man by us in Yeshiva many years ago, Moshe Feinstein. His wife was a nurse, and the doctor was performing abortions. And she wanted to know if she's allowed to help him do that. Right? Yeah, that's because she's a messiah in the process of abortions.
And the doctor was a guy.
What? The doctor was a Yid.
Does that mean there's if the woman has a heter to get it? I mean, once a woman
that's a different child. The heter is...
If she has a heter, does that mean the doctor could do it, or he needs a heter also? Well, I mean, if a woman has a heter to get an abortion...
What's the heter?
For whatever reason... Whatever
you can't say for whatever reason.
I'm saying her life's in danger.
So that's a different thing.
Life's in danger, so... What? Once they have the heter for the woman to get it, does a doctor need a heter?
Yeah,
well?
No, that's mother. That's what it's talking about.
Got it.
She doesn't know how to do it. But what's the iser? The mi'ikimidi tells us it's asaf tas, but what is the name of the iser? So this, as you know, became a big machlokes Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Moshe held it's mamish murder without the punishment of misa. And Tzitz Eliezer said, no, it's other isurim. And the shal is Tay-Sax. Rav Moshe held you're not allowed to be mapel Tay-Sax children. Or woman, Shemirachim, who gets raped, right? By, you know, and she's you know. So Rav Moshe, I think, was mad because this psychologically could lead her to all kinds of problems.
Do you remember she used to send the Hasidish Shadayim to... Different,
there's
something
with
the other
dying
to get that. They gave
the
heter for that.
I have no idea. I don't know.
The Russian wise that gives that
error.
Okay. Well, let's not.
But his complaint comes to him only for the shadow. Don't come to him.
Yeah, yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, they're more makel than here. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, they're more makel.
Russian wise complains about it. People come to him only for the shadow. They don't come to him for anything else.
Okay, fine. All right. But anyway, so that's an example where we know it's us or for us. Okay. That's called me ikamidi. So that's what he said. I wanted to ask him. Let's see the Gemara itself. Okay. V'lo amrile, damina taima kama. Because I didn't ask him this guy, because I thought he said, since Tolin Shrita, mi kemidi doesn't take place. That's the end of this statement. Doesn't say why, what not. Let's just first go through the Gemara. If you don't mind, after share, just pass the sheets to me, and we'll bring it again next week, because it looks... We have to learn the Tosis. Okay, let's do it. Tanya deloika Rabbi Acha beYankiv, not like Rabbi Acha beYankiv, that it's mutter taka for goy. What's that? Haraitza leechol bebehema koydim shateitza nafshei. Later on, the Gemara says it's a healthy thing. It seems like it's to take off a piece of meat from the animal while you shecht it, right after you shecht it, it seems that meat is healthy. I don't know, maybe nobody, somebody knows about that. A reitz lechem be mekoyim shteitz nafsho, choytach kazayis basa mebeis shechita, take some beis shechita, umolcha yafu yafu, make sure you salt it very well, medicha yafu yafu, you clean it very well from blood, mamtino, then you have to wait. You have to wait till the behemoth dies, like Rashi says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? And you're allowed to eat it. Now, according to what you said before, we understand why we're allowed to eat it, because shechita is matter it. But to the Akum, it should be also, because you took it off all the behemoths and mefachasis. So you see, not like the other Gemara, right? That's the Gemara here. So it seems like there's a machloikus whether you apply mika midi or you don't apply mika midi.
So in this case, mika midi is being matter.
Exactly.
As opposed to...
Well, that's only by Uber, because we, again, we know shchita's matter for us. How? The Prima Gemara doesn't know how, but we know. We have a Kabbalah, we have a Drasha, whatever it is, that it's mutter. So if it's mutter to us, we can't say it should be us, because it's mutter. By now we say it's, which sort of Gavriel is saying, is that that could be that it teaches us that a goy has this concept called shechita. We'll talk about this more. So we'll start the test, you know, now, a little, 2 minutes, and then we'll see next week more points, and we'll see what we're getting to. I mean, it's geschmack anyway, but we'll see once again what we were doing. Now, if you see the first part of Tysus. Masha the time mishum the lekam midi swal shari lakam wasa in a chrami, right? Like Gavriel just mentioned, you see from this Gemara that since this piece of meat that you tore off the behemoth after you shechted it before the behemoth dies, to us it's mutter and therefore it has to be mutter the guy too because of mika midi. So you do apply the svar of mika midi. So that's what it comes out from this Gemara. You say mika midi. The Rambam is a shrei Rambam because the Rambam says. That as far as B'nai Ma'ayim, you could give, you can't give to a guy. But we'll do that another time. Okay, so that's what Tosis goes into. So Tosis goes into, let's skip over for them to see what we want to go to over here. Just to see for a second, go down, I don't know, 15 lines, where it says Kemoy Shabbos. Everybody has a Kemoy Shabbos. Va'afagav de benech nerag al ubim, like Shia said, before he gets killed for abortion, kadama hasam, Yisrael ain't a narag, nehi depart the makom makom lo shari. It's not mutter. Tais doesn't say what the isser is, but this is the whole big shayla. Whatever it is, you're not allowed to do abortion. Interesting, if you want to know what Ramesh's psak was based on, is because it's not lifnei iver, because he can get another nurse to do it. He can get a... So it's Messiah. And Messiah is? Durabanan. And on that... I'm not sure. I'm talking about many, many years ago. There's the Ramesh, I think, had two heterim. One is because he held the could be the doctor is a mummer, and there's no Messiah over there in a mummer, which I think we've mentioned over the years. Who? The Shach, right. It's based on the Shach. Secondly, I don't remember if he mentioned, there's an Itziv. The Tziv said that one time a Rav asked, there's a Tshuva in the Tziv where he said a couple came to him, they're getting married, but they're not going to keep Tyrus and Mishpacha. And if he's not going to marry them, they're going to get married anyway, so they're going to be Ivan Tyrus and Mishpacha anyway. So you might as well make it that he's not living with a Pnuya, he's living with a married woman, because he's not going to do it. And he wasn't sure what to do, and he was rushed, he couldn't get to the Tziv, there was no phones. And therefore, they asked us, he did it. And when they offered to pay, he said, I'm not taking money. He wanted to show them that, you know, he's not taking money for this. So he wrote in the Tziv, and the Tziv said, you made one mistake. You should have taken the money. He says, then it's muta. Because based on that, if you're Messiah to someone, that it doesn't happen right away. If it happens later, right, then... It's in other words, and so you shall meet mashri basis that if you're doing it for money, then you're louder. So in this case, I think that the nurse is not performing the abortion; she's putting on IV, did this, and then later on the doctor does an hour, 2 hours later, whatever it is. So she's not doing something that right away causes the abortion. All right, anyway, let's go first, just for a minute, to Tysus. Im Taimah. I'll say it outside, you'll like this. What's the din, Eva Menachai? Eva Menachai is also to us, it's also to Benach. However, there's a big difference. We paskin, Eva Menachai is only on a behema tohira, not on a behema tmeya. If one takes off Eva Menachai, or Bas Menachai, from a chazir, from an elephant, whatever it is, then it's not Eva Menachai to us. But to Akum, it is Eva Menachai. Okay? So that means if you have Eva Menachai from a chazir, you have an elephant's ear, right? Guy wants to eat an ear for an elephant. It tears off the ear of an elephant, right? So they are over Eva Menachai. We are not Eva Menachai. In fact, Taisus, what happened to me, Kamidi? So Taisus says, a new cloud. That as long as it's Asa to us, that's not a problem. It doesn't have to be the same Issa. To us, it's Asa because of Tameh. To them, it's Asa because of Eva Menachai. That's not a problem of Eva Menachai. What bothers Taisus? Because there's a Shita called, Shita of Rameya. Rameya says that Eva Menachai is only on animals that you have to shecht and not on chayas. I shouldn't say that. It's only Bekarcha v'tzayncha, and then it says Eiv Menachai, meaning, as we know, there are 10 kosher animals, right? Three of them are behemoths, I think they're called domesticated animals. Three of them are undomesticated animals, the deer, the giraffe, whatever their names are over there. Right? There's seven that are chayas, not behemoths. Eiv Menachai is only a behemoth and not an achaya. So Fractisis, 1 second. So if you take off Eiv Menachai from a deer, so the Gemara says for a goy, Tyson Medaik, that according to Rameya, a goy is also any animal, tmeyim, tahirim, chayas, behemoth. So if you take off Eva Menachai of a chaya, then it's not tamei. What's the issa to eat Eva Menachai of a behemoth chaya? So you say, Enachrami, maybe it's muta, just in Zach, right?
Why is it not
Nevela? It's not Nevela, the animal, it's not, Nevela is taken from a dead animal.
It's not,
but let's hear the question. So Mela Taisa says, there's no Mikimidi. So Eina Charami, Gavil's right, I don't know if it was a guess, or you know it. Taisa is Mechadish, not over here, but he says that there's an Issa called Eina Zavucha, the Zavachta, that you're not allowed to eat an animal that's not Shechted. It's an Issa Rase.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com